Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a concrete echo edit stretch drop for Old School Jungle and Raggedy NB in Ableton Live 12. And the big idea here is simple. We're taking one short vocal phrase, giving it a dubby echo tail, printing that tail, then editing it into a rewind style moment that pulls the listener straight into the drop. This is beginner friendly, but it still gives you that proper DNB energy. We're not trying to overcomplicate it. We want one strong gesture, one clear movement, and one drop that feels earned. In jungle and regga styles, that little vocal rewind can be just as important as the drums and bass. Sometimes it's the thing that makes the whole section feel alive. So first, pick a short vocal phrase. Keep it tight. Something like come again, run it, or readyfy the bass. 1 to 2 beats is perfect. If the vocal is too long, it starts losing impact, and the rewind idea gets blurry. For this style, shorter usually hits harder. Drag the sample into an audio track in Ableton Live 12 and make sure warp is on if you need it locked to tempo. For a more natural vocal, Complex Pro is a good starting point. If it's more chopped and rhythmic, beats can work too. We're usually living somewhere around 160 to 174 BPM for old school jungle energy, so get the sample sitting in time with the project. Now add Ableton's echo device. This is the engine for the concrete echo feel. You want it to sound like a dub system being pushed a little too hard in a good way. A good beginner starting point is delay time at 1/8 or 1/4, feedback around 45%, and dry wet around 20%. Then shape the tone. Roll off the low end so the echo doesn't get muddy. And if you want more grime, push the character a little dirtier. A really important teacher tip here: think rhythm first, texture second. If the echo doesn't groove against the break, no amount of processing is going to save it. The delay tail should feel like part of the pattern, not just a floating effect. Next, we're going to print that echo tail. Create a new audio track and set the input to resampling. Arm it, then play the vocal phrase through the echo device and record the original hit plus at least 1 or 2 bars of the tail. Don't worry if it sounds messy. That's okay. Once it's recorded, it becomes audio you can actually shape. This is where the fun starts. Take that printed echo and cut it into a few pieces. 3 or 4 chunks is plenty for a beginner version. You can reverse one slice, shorten another, and move them so they feel like they're being pulled backward into the next bar. You're building a rewind motion, not just chopping randomly. A simple structure might be: first chunk is the natural tail, second chunk is reversed, third chunk is a shorter reversed fragment, and then the last moment is a hard stop or tiny gap before the drop. That last sound matters a lot. Make it intentional. Sometimes a tiny cut or a sudden silence hits harder than a long flashy effect. Now for the stretch part. In Ableton Live 12, you can stretch the printed audio so it feels like time is folding back on itself. Try stretching the phrase across one bar at first. If it gets too watery or artificial, back off a little. You want the listener to hear the vocal identity, but feel the timing being pulled into the drop. A good arrangement mindset is this: the vocal gets to speak, the echo starts to smear, then the edit starts collapsing into the next section. That's the rewind-worthy moment. It should feel like the track is inhaling right before the impact. Now build the drop around that moment. Put the echo edit right before the drums and bass come in. For a classic jungle feel, you could have a break playing, then the vocal tail starts, then the rewind edit happens, and then the full drop lands with break energy and sub weight. For a darker roller-style version, the vocal can sit over a filtered build, then disappear into a heavy bass entrance. This is also where automation becomes your best friend. Try automating the echo feedback up a little before the drop, then cutting it down suddenly. You can also automate a filter so the tail gets darker as it approaches the impact. That makes the rewind feel like it's collapsing into itself. Very classic, very effective. Now bring in the drums. A chopped amen-style break is perfect for this kind of lesson, but any tight jungle break will work. If the break feels too loose, use drum bus gently for punch and grit. Keep the processing tasteful. You want weight, not mush. And leave space before the drop. Even half a beat of near silence can make the rewind feel massive. That space is a huge part of the vibe. Indeed, NB, the drop doesn't just hit because it's loud. It hits because the arrangement makes you wait for it. So if you crowd the pre-drop with too many sounds, the effect loses power. Let the vocal be the final warning sign. Now let's talk bass. Keep it simple and solid. A clean signed sub from Operator or Waveatable is a great starting point. Keep the sub mono and centered. That matters a lot in club music. If you want more body, add a reese layer above it, but don't widen the low end. Let the sub stay focused, and let the upper bass carry any stereo movement. The rewind effect works because it creates tension, and the bass answers the tension with weight. That contrast is what gives the drop its power. So don't try to fill every gap. Let the bass phrase breathe a little. Bars can be heavier than busy. Here's a simple way to think about the full section. The vocal says something short and strong. The echo repeats and decays. The edit pulls backward. There's a tiny breath. And then the drums and bass slam in. That's the story. If that story reads clearly, the lesson is working. A couple of mix checks before you finish. First, make sure the echo isn't muddying the low end. High pass the vocal return if needed. Second, check that the vocal tail isn't fighting the snare around in upper mids. And third, listen in mono to make sure the bass stays solid. In DNB, clarity is everything. If the drop feels open, it'll feel bigger. If you want to push it a bit darker, you can saturate the vocal lightly before the delay so the repeats inherit a rougher edge. You can also reverse only the final fragment instead of the whole phrase for a more menacing rewind. And if you really want a dub system feel, automate the feedback high for one moment, then slam it down hard so the tail seems to collapse into the drop. A great beginner practice exercise is to build three versions from the same vocal. One clean and classic, one darker and more filtered, and one more chaotic with extra stutter or a shorter panic rewind. Then compare which one feels the most powerful, and which one leaves the best space for the drums and bass. Usually the strongest version is the one that's the simplest and most readable. So to recap, choose a short ragga vocal, feed it through echo, resample the tail, slice and reverse a few pieces, stretch the edit into a rewind phrase, then drop it into a tight jungle arrangement with clear drums and a solid mono sub. Keep the idea bold, keep it rhythmic, and keep the transition intentional. That's the whole move. One gesture, one rewind, one hard drop. And when it lands right, it gives you that proper old-school DNB feeling, where the listener hears the pull before the impact. That's the magic.